Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio, where a smart and well-informed and educated panel of food professionals will keep you in the know about all the worst foods you should avoid, or they'll shorten your life or make you sick and chubby, and then we'll tell you how to get more of them and the best ways to cook them. We really do have your best interests in mind, though. We want you to be happy. I know a lot of skinny people who shun meat and limit their protein and never drink and have super clean, squeaky livers and jog 5 miles a day. You know some of those people, too. And are they happy? No, they're not. These are the types that won't allow themselves a deep-fried Twinkie when they're on vacation. They won't go out and get a cocktail with you. These people are lame. What's life without bacon? Without beer? That's a life without beauty. Of course, those are the same people who die of a heart attack at 55, usually while jogging and eating millet fiber cakes. There's an old Chinese saying, "Your heart only good for so many beats." And that's it. Don't waste them on exercise. Also, life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in an attractive and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in sideways, Chardonnay in one hand, chocolate in the other, body thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and screaming, "Woohoo! What a ride!" I believe that. Welcome to Food Fight. Today on Food Fight, we've got our good friend and brilliant cupcaker, Amanda the Coffee Snob, here with her partner Daniel from Sweet Vibes. She's here for a good old-fashioned lynching of Starbucks and all they stand for. Later, we'll have some great coffee recipes for you, some of which may sound downright crazy, but still very tasty. And then after that, I'll tell you what you can do with that box of baking soda. That's all today on your favorite food show. That's us, right? I'm fine with it if you also like my good buddy Sam the Cooking Guy. He's Canadian, and really, Americans should be a lot nicer to Canadians, because where else are you going to get your maple syrup and breakfast meat? You can listen to Food Fight for the important stuff, and then you can listen to Sam's show for the side dish. Hear that, Sammy? Side dish. If you missed him, he's on KFMB at 10 o'clock on Sundays. Isn't it cute how he's riding our wake? Aww. And he needs more listeners, too. Come on, listen to him. He knows it's only out of pity. Now, before we introduce Amanda the Coffee Snob, and we call her that with the greatest of affection, we need to make an announcement. And in this, we prove our devotion to our listeners, because we at Food Fight Radio, for the next several weeks, have decided to selflessly sacrifice ourselves on the altar of bullshit diets. We have purchased a month's supply of Sensa. Blech. Which, thank you, which for those of you who don't know, is a powder substance that is supposed to, according to its million-dollar advertising, make you feel fuller sooner while eating and therefore help you eat less and subsequently lose weight. Starting today and for the next month, we will be using this garbage regularly and reporting our findings and experience back to you, allowing you to possibly keep your money and not fall victim to the latest BS diet ploy. Isn't that nice of us?
We're sweetheart.
I think that's really nice of us. And now, allow me to introduce the coffee snob we all know and love, Amanda from Sweet Vibes.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you all. I'm glad to be back.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome Hello. Back to the show. You're looking very cute in your scarf.
Oh, thank you. Well, hey, fall season, which means pumpkin spiced everything. No, so I had to get in the season.
I have to wear sleeves. I hate sleeves. I'm not comfortable with sleeves.
And yet here we are in San Diego.
But I do like wearing boots. So boots with no sleeves. That's kind of my winter look. This is San Diego.
No, it shouldn't
winter.
Be cold
What are you
at
talking
all?
About?
I know, but
it's warm.
Festive. And
it's like fall. It's the first day of fall. It was like 85 degrees here. So we're going to talk for a few minutes about what's new in the world of coffee.
Okay.
So what's new in the world of coffee?
What's new in the world of coffee is cold brewing.
Cold brewing.
Cold brewing. So actually brewing your coffee not through the normal heated system of percolators, pour overs, your regular everyday French press that I do adore, and regular coffee over drips.
So you make it in your bathtub?
What? Yeah, I know. Turn on that cold. No, it's actually done... by an overnight. You have to let it seep overnight in, you know, any kind of like what you would keep, a glass container you'd keep your juices in. And you put the, you know, you ground up your beans, put it in with, you know, a ton of water. You're going to have to sift it afterwards. But the benefits of cold brewing is you get twice the amount of caffeine.
Ooh. Oh, I'm down.
So it takes, you know, 20 million more minutes than you would need for your fast brew coffee. But hey, that next morning after that long wait, you were going to be more energized than you were when you ran your regular coffee.
Does it taste the same?
It does taste the same. It will be a little less acidic.
A little less acidic.
So, yeah, it'll have a little bit warmer
And I'm used to, like, acid coffee.
To it.
Acid coffee is bad, right?
Right,
we
you know.
We've talked about this before, and I don't
well,
really
some
know
people
that much
like
about
it.
But I need it to sort of, well, not just sort of wake me up, because caffeine is good. Yeah. I mean, I like caffeine.
What?
But I put a lot of cream and sugar in it, so I'm actually okay with...
Your caffeine and sugar. So,
yeah.
Well, so here you go. So not only will you be... You know, like a wind-up toy running off the side, but you'll be bouncing up and down too.
What about Red Bull? Can't you just have like a Red Bull?
No, it'll beat that out.
It will beat a Red Bull?
I'm convinced after drinking. I had only half a cup. So I'm the one who drinks coffee all day long, and I had half a cup and was ready to go.
And you were climbing the walls, huh?
I mean, I really, really was. It's amazing. And, you know, there's a big trend now in San Diego. Craft beer is very popular. So there's a couple places opening up around San Diego. You just Google, you know, coffee cold brew. You could probably find one in your area. And they actually give you the cold brew coffee in growlers. You can order them in different size growlers.
Just like a beer.
Just
Instead
like a beer.
Of paying $16 for a growler of a microbrew, you can pay, I don't know,
for a very well roasted,
coffee. Where when you buy it, you can't say, hey, this is cold.
Yeah, I know, you can't. You want it that way.
So you actually want it that way.
So no needing.
Heat has never touched this coffee.
No. So if you pour it on your lap, there's no suing the company because we're not marking it hot. Because it is very cold.
There's a lot of very upset attorneys.
I know.
Right now.
I know with
that.
The new trend.
No more frivolous coffee burn lawsuits.
No more coffee burn lawsuits.
Poor attorneys.
No,
so,
it's cold.
The ratio of water to coffee, is it the same? Like when you're brewing it?
Yes.
Water to ground. So you can brew this in your French press if you have one overnight. In
you can absolutely Perfect. Brew it in your French press overnight.
And
absolutely.
You're going to be fresh grinding these grounds.
I am.
Of course.
And of course they're going to
be.
But
you don't have to. Right?
No,
you can just buy some ground coffee and do this, right?
You can totally go to your store, buy some ground coffee if you want. Since it's the fall season, you can get all the fun spices incorporated in all these blends now with your nutmeg and your allspice and your pumpkin spice and your cinnamon and
your tequila.
Oh, gosh.
No. What? Well, I'm just getting a funny look here.
After you brew it.
Right. Add some rum and make it a coffee extract and put it in your food, right?
Well, it has to be okay because restaurants charge top dollar for that. After dinner coffees. It's not regular coffee.
No,
it's an after dinner coffee because it's full of booze. That's what makes it special. And on top of that, it doesn't matter how terrible the coffee is because... The alcohol flavor will cover that up.
Right. So maybe that's Starbucks' next mission.
So one more time, why would one bother with organic, shade-grown, fair trade coffee?
Because of the quality of the bean.
At the end of the day, though, will that affect the taste?
It will completely affect the taste.
What if you're putting cream and sugar in it? Will it still affect the taste?
It will, absolutely, because, I mean, just like...
I really want to know what I should be spending my money on.
You should be spending your money not on Starbucks, not on dark, dark roasts, because then you lose so many of the different layers within a coffee. I mean, it's just like with wine. You're not going to get, you know, a wine that's just been... beaten down. I mean, it's really going to make a difference what kind you like. I mean, some people might like the very, very acidic wine that burns up your mouth that you can't quite tell. But, you know, I mean, realistically, you know, you want something, some people want warm nodes in it. Some people want an earthy texture in it. The same thing applies to coffee, completely applies to coffee.
I've noticed that in my home brewing. Since you were in here last, I kind of give up my dark roast because I realized it didn't give me any more caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Going through a light roast, and there's just more flavor to it, and I still wake up. So it has the same amount of caffeine. Right. But I've appreciated the flavor a little bit more too. So yeah.
Right. And you can get something warmer and less acidic. I mean, it's easily done. It's even in how you brew it. Oh my, you know, get something a little more earthy, get a French press and press that baby down and, you know, really, I mean, go ahead and add some milk, make it, you know, a little sweeter, but you're still going to be able to tell there's a difference. Just like with wines, you're going to be able to tell a difference. You've been going with, you know, two-buck chuck for so long, you didn't realize
ooh,
there was
hear
something.
That Starbucks? I think that was a burn.
Yeah.
So,
I smell a burn.
here's a silly question. I can heat up my cold brewed coffee, right? Or no? Do I have to drink it cold?
No, you have to drink it cold.
No, it's part of the thing is drinking
drink
is you really, really do.
And you have
that's
to
because
the part
you might because you could change.
I snuggle my warm cup of coffee. Warms up my hands. It's toasty. I love it.
Go figure in San Diego.
If you live in a cold climate, you're not going to be drinking cold coffee.
No, go figure in San Diego as the winter's kicking in, then we're picking up this cold brew trend. We didn't pick it up during the summer.
You know,
we're picking it up now.
I have seen people eat ice cream in the wintertime, so I think we're going to be okay here.
Yeah, I think so.
So, yeah, good old-fashioned lynching of Starbucks. Passionate words from a woman who clearly loves good coffee and hate Starbucks, you do the math. Now, there is, of course, being cupcakery, awesome cupcakery, sweet vibes. You guys have fall season-based events because you do use local fruit. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that coming up?
Well, hi, guys. We definitely will be at it again. We're going up the hill to Julian, California, where there'll be the Julian Apple Days for 2 days, October 5th and 6th. We'll be bringing some more flavors this year than we did last year. We have the caramel apple cupcakes. This time we'll be bringing apple cheesecakes, apple cinnamons, and smoked apple bacon cupcakes.
You had me at bacon.
Oh, I don't know. Also, we'll have some other flavors. This is for variety's sake of our pumpkin ginger spice.
Ooh.
Of course, because of the fall season. And we cannot go anywhere without our chocolate bombastic, which is our 60% Chihuahua Venezuelan chocolate, homemade caramel center, Verona chocolate.
That's
cream,
the one with the little
crumble.
Bits of, ooh, that's yes. My favorite
that's
chocolate
the one,
cupcake
this is
ever.
This touch your heart. You always have it. Amen.
You better have an extra dozen.
Adults are $5. Kids under 12 are free. It is a fun event. Bring the whole family. It is probably one of my favorite events here in California. So.
And that's going to be in Julian, California on October 5th and 6th, you said?
Yes,
5th and 6th. You can find details for that event that Sweet Vibes is having for Apple Days on our website, foodfightradio.com. And one more word about Starbucks, because I do want to sort of defend them a little.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And the reason I want to defend them is because, not because they make a quality product, because clearly they don't, but clearly someone such as myself would never realize that, which is probably also true of everyone else that's standing in line. We're all a bunch of ignorant coffee drinking, coffee caffeine swilling, I guess,
convenience
followers.
After.
Some coffee's obvious,
herd animals, I guess, might be better. I mean, I would switch to something a little bit more organic, maybe fair trade, maybe shade grown, maybe a little bit more cold brewed, maybe a little bit more labor intensive. But I'll tell you why I won't. Because I am a lazy person, and there is a Starbucks every 25 feet. And it sounds like getting the good stuff not only requires a drive, but it'll also make my buds kind of biased against bad coffee, and I'll never be able to drink cheap, terrible Starbucks again.
Which is true.
It would be really inconvenient if I found myself somewhere without my organic shade-grown cold brewed peaberry. That would be a shame. Plus, I have enough stars for a free beverage of my choice on my Starbucks app.
And it's pumpkin latte season.
And it's, it doesn't matter how many extras you put in to that free beverage. I don't know if you know that.
Oh.
But normally, what would be, I don't know, I'd say it's worth about 18 and a half cents, but they charge like $6 for it. And you can put in all the extras. You got the soy, you got the extra shot, you got all the extra syrups, you can put the whipped cream in there. I'm just saying, for a lazy person such as myself, giving up Starbucks would be hard. I wish I could be like you and have, you know, an inner connection, a coffee bean drug dealer, if you will. But but I just don't. When we come back, we'll begin our non-sanctioned scientific investigation into the diet gimmick known as Sensa. What it is, what does it do, and more importantly, what's it doing to the hosts of Food Fight? Plus more Amanda the Coffee Snob. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa, hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout, knockoutpizzamiramesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. With me in studio is a man who needs no introduction, so we're not going to give him one.
Hey!
I'm just kidding. It's Mad Scientist Marcus. Let's have an evil laugh. Nice!
Yeah.
Very nice.
My little girl loves that one. She just cracks up so much.
Tis the season for it,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. And she loves Pirate Dad.
Yeah. So, Pirate Dad. Yeah. And the reason I call Marcus a mad scientist is because we are experimenting on ourselves.
Yes.
Now, granted, this is not a new non-FDA approved, not packaged product. It's available everywhere. Yeah, they tested it on you know, some lab rats and stuff. And some people, some actual people, have been using this stuff quite successfully to lose weight. And also a lot of people have not been using it successfully to lose weight. It's and you know, you read the advertising and then there's a picture of a skinny person who is obviously
really
a model
jeans.
Who's holding up big pants. And then there's a little thing on the bottom that says results not typical, which means losing weight is not typical.
Correct.
Which means losing weight is rare on this stuff. So
The thing, people losing weight, it says results not typical when it shows the guy with big pants.
Big pants.
Those
are not his pants.
Not typical. He just bought a big pair of pants.
Those are not his pants.
You take this product, you're not going to get a big pair of pants.
It's not.
Yeah. They're like not typical. Like all.
Well, they don't read the small print.
No.
That much we know.
Maybe
they read
it's
the big
the
print.
Shaking part. Sense is really trying to sell you on isn't it shake, shake, shake your sense?
It burns like a calorie. to shake that stuff. Well, maybe if you shake enough of it, that will burn enough calories.
Oh, so, yeah, it's all of them. All
basically,
of them, yeah.
The ingredients of this stuff are completely innocuous. There's no stimulants. There's no uppers. There's no downers. There's no metabolism boosters. The ingredients are
milk
basically,
and soy.
Yeah, milk and soy, which, you know, it's not food milk and soy. They're weird little chemical sort of derivatives of milk and soy. But it is a light salt-looking shaker of stuff. One side says sweet, one side says salty. And what you're supposed to do when you read the literature on this stuff is you're supposed to put the salty thing on something that
is savory.
Is like a savory item. And then the sweet side, you're supposed to shake that onto something that is sweet. Now, I've tasted both of these things. Both sides are identical.
Oh, yeah.
They're identical. There is zero difference between the salty side and the sweet side. But this is part of the ploy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to call it a ploy. I'm going to call it a fake-ass lie, whatever you want to call it. In their literature, it says that it enhances the smell and taste of your food and makes you feel fuller sooner. But the more of the literature you read the package inserts and everything like that, and then in the FAQ, the frequently asked questions, it says, "Will Sensa affect the taste, alter the taste of my food?" It says, "No."
No.
So
how can it make it taste better?
How can it alter and enhance the smell and taste of your food, and at the same time not alter or enhance the smell or taste of your food? That's very conflicting information for this obviously edited, expensive, multi-million-dollar packaging.
It's all like they got writing tips from the Bible.
Awesome. So
bring that in.
There's the placebo effect, which we're going to talk about for a minute or so. It's where you believe mentally and in your brain that something is going to work.
Yes.
And therefore, it works. Like when you take a sugar pill and it makes a headache go away. Okay, that sugar pill did not make your headache go away. Your brain made that headache go away. That's awesome, first of all, that a human brain is capable of something like that. But it also brings up an interesting point, is that you need Sensa. You need it. Here's why you need it. Because you have to see that you're putting something on your food. Doesn't matter what it's made out of. It doesn't matter what's in it. It doesn't matter that it doesn't work. You are putting something on your food that makes you think this thing is supposed to make me feel fuller sooner. You're thinking about that fact every single time you take a bite. What's going to happen? You're more conscious of what you're eating. You're more conscious of how full your stomach feels. You will get fuller sooner, and it will have absolutely nothing to do with this stuff. You're a lemming. You're an ignorant fool. You're a moron. I can't believe that worked.
If that's the case, I wish the price were a little bit better, expensive, right?
To be a shaker full of nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you yourself made a shaker full of nothing, you would know for a fact it wouldn't work. And then the placebo effect wouldn't work. You actually need someone to lie to you. Right. You need someone to tell you something that you know is not true. So you can have a teeny bit of doubt. It's that teeny bit of doubt that makes the placebo effect work.
Sounds like ex-girlfriend.
Which is why... Man, oh man, that's a topic for another show.
That's next week Sunday.
We're gonna be talking about food that you can cook to make someone break up with you. And you know what, folks? We apologize for giving you the truth. Really, we do apologize for feeling an obligation to be the sad, honest truth about this stuff. We apologize for ruining the lie that you were going to tell yourself and have it possibly work for you. We're sorry. We're not going to lie to your face and tell you what you want to hear, that it's a magic powder that'll make you instantly skinny. Sorry. We're not total douchebags. We're sorry. But we will continue dusting everything we eat with this compost-based garbage for the next few weeks, just so we can give it a fair shake and be able to report on it. Yeah, that was a pun.
That was a pun. That was great.
And report on it thoroughly. And then if you decide to get it at that point, you'll have all the info you need, which you can then completely ignore. Don't feel too bad for us, though, because this stuff doesn't seem to actually do anything to the taste and smell of the food. It's not affecting us one way or the other. Don't feel too bad. It's just that, you know, you're supposed to put it on everything, which means you're putting it on fruit. You're putting it on salad.
Drinks?
It says not to put it in drinks, but I honestly can't see the difference.
Put it in some hot tea.
There we go.
Nothing. It's almost not even there. It's like
thinned out salt.
It's like a non-thing. It's like salt that isn't salty. It's there. you know what physically exists because you can see it. You can see little granules of something that looks like rat poison being scattered all over your plate of pasta.
That'll make you lose weight.
That might actually help because it makes your food look sort of unappetizing.
But it does say you can put as much on as you want, so there's no worry about overdose, which means it has no real effect.
Well, dude, it's kind of hard to overdose on nothing.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Honestly.
They wouldn't have that on
That's
there.
Why they're not worried about you overdosing. They know there's nothing in it.
It will help you clean out. Yeah.
But it doesn't even have like a weird side effect of like making your teeth whiter. I mean, it's just there.
What's like the texture of it?
Nothing.
Like it's super fine salt.
If you shake it out onto your hand and taste it, it has a very fine salt texture, but it also has zero taste. It doesn't do anything. That's because it is nothing. You just spent a whole ton of money. And by the way, it's an automatic billing. So they automatically charge your credit card every month.
And send you a new packet.
Now, normally this would not be a problem because normally such services are easy. Okay, you try it out. It's a free sample. They're pretty sure it's going to work. They're pretty sure you like it. They're pretty sure they can just keep sending you stuff and you'll be fine with it. But a small percentage of people do complain, and I've searched for this. They do complain that it's almost impossible to cancel.
Mm.
So it is very possible that these clowns know they're selling a shaker full of nothing, and that, well, you're a fool, because the only way you're going to lose weight is if you're a fool. Here, this works. This is a good idea to be a very ignorant moron, because you might be one of the few people that can actually lose weight on this thing if you're that dumb.
Woohoo.
Yeah, so here it's a benefit.
Better work somehow.
Yeah, it works better if you are stupid.
Cool.
So it's the weight loss plan for dummies.
Yay. Huh?
Losing weight for dummies. Yeah, put sense on it because you believe it works even though it doesn't. So you know who serves really amazing food day after day that is free of Sensa and other nasty, horrible brain trick powders that you don't need in your life?
Who's that?
Dine In Tonight.
Boom.
They cook fresh, hot dinners every day with no pre-made stuff, no preservatives or MSG, no artificial chemical weird stuff that you don't know what it is that's probably made out of compost and cellulose and grime. So it's delicious and healthy every day. They make a different meal every day, and they deliver them right to your door right at dinner time. This is not like ordering from a restaurant delivery service. They have 100 different entrees, so go ahead, try them all, sign up today. They also make an orange chipotle grilled pork chop that'll curl your toes, and a grilled chicken breast with grapefruit beurre blanc that'll make you send hate mail to all your local restaurants. You only pay $10 a dinner with no delivery fees, so call today. Get back your time, your money, and your life. Don't be a slave to dinner time. Call Dine In Tonight today. Call them today, and you will also get an extra free week of dinners using promo code FOODFIGHT. You can sign up for either 3 or 5 nights a week. Just call them at 888-64-MEALS or go to www.dineinnite.com. It's the biggest thing since stealing another talk show host's material just because you ran out of things to say. Up yours, Neil Saavedra. You should change the name of your show to The Fake Report. That's dineintonight.com. When we come back after this quick commercial break, we'll be sharing all the best chef's secrets for making the juiciest, most tender meats. And I'll tell you what you can do with that box of baking soda. We'll be right back.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried to supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through 8th grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have
got time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine-In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online, and they'd bring fresh, hot, gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you, and the food was always different, and suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine-In Tonight. Ready-to-eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
To Food Fight Radio, and I'm Claire Katz. Now, if there's one thing we really love and love to talk about on this show, it's meat. Meat. When someone wants to be serious, they say, let's get to the meat of it. The important part. If there's no meat, the meal doesn't matter. It's pointless. It's without point. That's how you know vegetarians are all wrong. In my opinion, a vegetarian meal is a wasted meal. Got to be some kind of meat in there. Sure, you can give me a mushroom veggie burger and tell me it's the most delicious thing ever, but there'd better be some bacon in it. Bacon makes it better. That's a good t-shirt. Check out our website, foodfightradio.com, for a picture of my four-year-old with her favorite toy, a plushy bacon doll that says, I'm bacon. It's super cute. I love that
very,
picture.
It is very, very cute. Very but adorable. Don't they say get to the heart of it?
No, they say get to the meat of it.
Not to the heart of it?
Well, heart is also made out of meat.
Okay.
Chicken hearts. And since the meat of the thing is the important part of the thing, it's safe to say that any food show that does not discuss the meat, the heart, the mясa, as they say in Russia, then that show is incomplete. It's unfinished. We know you love meat, and we got you covered. A show that talks about only vegetables the whole time would be not as good. Would it? Hear that, Sam? You taking notes on this, Sam? Your show is the light version, the portion-controlled food show. This is from one Canadian to another. I don't know how long you've been in this country, Sam, but Americans love meat. You think we came here for the corn? No, it was the gigantic of herds of buffalo. In fact, if you're feeling nostalgic, you can still eat buffalo. And it's wild-fed, free-range stuff, too. Buffalo are nothing like cows. They don't take kindly to being flocked and herded and shoved around. They have to get a sniper to go kill those things. If they see you coming, you're gonna get gored. That's wild meat, baby.
There we go.
Very tasty. Very rich, juicy, dark red. Full of blood and life. Awesome stuff. Also, it's lighter in calories and fat than regular cow, and it hasn't been altered or modified or gene-spliced in any way. You can get buffalo tenderloin online or get a buffalo burger at some places like Fuddruckers, like we have in San Diego. We've had that. Very tasty. Now we have some secret chef tricks for getting meats to be really tender and juicy, and here they are. Now, addressing a lean cut of meat is different than addressing a fatty, juicy, well-marbled cut of meat. When cooking a lean meat, like pork, veal, chicken, ostrich, maybe buffalo. You want to marinate well.
Yes.
And you want to use an acid, What are some good examples of some acids that you think marinate very, very well?
Well, one I found recently is coffee. You take hot brewed coffee, not cold brewed.
Which is a coinkydink because we were just talking about cold. Now, of course, we planned it, folks. We planned it. Don't use the cold brewed stuff, though.
Yeah, don't use the cold brewed stuff. But find the most acidic kind you can have. Even instant is a little bit better.
Get it from Starbucks.
And then it's really
That's the acidic kind.
And then you throw it in there with your other herbs, and it gives a nice caramel color to the outside already. And it helps break it down even more because the acid. It's a fun,
which is really,
it's a fun, unique
really
one.
Tasty. Also, the flavor.
Especially this time of year, people will really love it.
And also, you want to cook it or grill it quickly at a high heat.
Yes.
Because otherwise, you're going to get dry, overcooked, nasty meat jerky.
Meat.
And then all that trouble you went to.
To make it tender is gone.
To make it tender and brew all that coffee. Or drive down the street to Starbucks to get their coffee because apparently it's the most acidic kind you can possibly get. You want to slice it thin. And slice it against the grain. It'll be super tender meat. You can take like a really tough piece of meat. You can slice it thin against the grain.
Yes.
And it'll be tender.
Take short ribs. People who have those thin shavings of short ribs, that's one of the toughest meats there are. And it seems tender because it's sliced so paper thin, razor thin even.
Yeah, they were cutting them thin with a saw, like from a machine shop.
Yes.
Like a saw when it was frozen.
Exactly.
And then every once in a while you can find a thumb in there. It's awesome.
That's my favorite part.
Well, that's also lean meat, I think, is it? Yeah. Treat that the same way. The fattier cuts, like a great piece of steak, it's best to let it sit and get to room temperature.
Yes.
And sit around at room temperature for a while. All the while, it's been salted well with rock salt.
I was going to say rub. For fatty things, you want to rub it with something dry. But if it's lean, you want a wet marinade. If it's fatty, you want a drier marinade because the fat's going to add all that moisture back in when it's cooked through.
But when you're talking about a good steak, the only thing you should be doing with that thing is letting it sit on your countertop covered in rock salt.
I throw a little garlic with it.
Okay, put in a little garlic. That's not a bad idea. I'll go for that.
Yeah.
But I'm a big believer in the letting it sit around covered in rock salt.
You definitely want to get the room temperature all the way through before you cook it. It will come out a lot nicer.
Because if it's cold, it's a muscle, people. It reacts to temperature.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go, it'll tense up. It'll be surprised. It will utter a noise. When you put it on the grill, it'll say, hey, what the... And then...
And what you want it to say is, psss.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Like water. But
you don't want your meat to be like, ooh, you don't want that. That would be bad. Of course, a really good steak doesn't need really a marinade.
No.
It really doesn't. You just want to put on like a crust or a rub or a reduction sauce are nice on those things.
So
you don't have to marinate it. A wonderful piece of steak, you don't need to marinate it. If you're going to someone's house and they're having a barbecue and they're making a grill and they've got a whole big giant 2-gallon Ziploc bag full of marinating meat, guess what? They're giving you the cheap meat.
Oh, yeah.
This is not a friend. This is someone who hates you. This is someone who couldn't even be bothered to go to the store and get a halfway decent cut of meat for his best buddy.
You know what? I'm going to disagree. I think free food is my second favorite flavor.
That's not... Well, I like eating when I'm hungry.
Yeah, hungry is the first one, definitely.
Yeah, because
free food,
that is an excellent seasoning.
I mean, free food is definitely one in my top 10
I've been even known to enjoy McDonald's food occasionally when I'm hungry enough.
Yeah, yeah.
No, which is... And, you know, McDonald's does have its place. So if you don't... You know, if you don't want to spend a ton of money on wonderful, glorious, well-marbled cuts of steak, you don't have to. That's what we're saying. This is a show that will tell you all the tips and tricks. We're both chefs in here.
Yeah.
You can rely on us. We may not always agree, but we're both usually mostly right.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Most.
Certainly more right most of the time than Neil.
I haven't even heard
the
show yet. Actually.
You know, it's. Yeah, you know, some people have a hard time getting that station, but it's worth listening to because it makes us sound that much better, you know? So,
now.
I'm going to tell you what you can do with that box of baking soda.
Make a volcano?
You can make a volcano!
Woo!
Woo!
That's what I have my kids do all the time.
Yeah, you know, come on. It's baking soda.
Yeah.
You put it in your fridge, it makes your fridge smell nice.
Put it in your bathroom cupboard.
That's pretty much it. It's just baking soda. Come on. It's been in your pantry for 3 years. You really need that information right now? Honestly, what's the big deal? It's just baking soda. Jeez, relax. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, we'll be reviewing a fancy, schmancy, old school restaurant. The kind that has a moose head on the wall and hangs their cold room of aging steaks right in your face the whole time. It's awesome. That's next on Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello! How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinthenumber2night.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. So, I'm sure every one of us has eaten at a really expensive, super fancy steak restaurant, where the steak comes as a seared hunk all by itself on a super hot plate, and if you want a vegetable, you have to pay for it separately as a side dish. Yeah, I love those places. In fact, I live for those places. Sometimes I dream about those places. Mmm, a la carte meat. This time, the mechanism for our meat madness was the glorious Gallagher's New York, the small one in Las Vegas. Ahem. Some food, especially on the outside, it looks like it has an outside, but it's not. You know what I'm talking about? Anyone who's ever been to Vegas knows what I'm talking about. You're inside the casino, but it looks like you're outside.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to explain because they have a very complicated ceiling mechanism where they paint clouds on it and stuff. It's a building that probably cost 10 times to build, as much as to build as it really should, because, you know, it's Vegas. It's in the inside of a casino. So the outside is inside, and then you go inside. Does that sound like it makes at all any kind of sense to you? No, it doesn't, because it's Las Vegas. Vegas is crazy. Gallagher's New York is one of those old-fashioned manly steak places. You know, the kind where women weren't even allowed in until last week. Dark wood everywhere, framed pictures of old pioneers and stuff on the walls, and over the bar where they serve 30 different kinds of really old and terrible ancient 90-year-old scotch, presumably for the 90-year-old ancient terrible men that eat here at the end of a long day of shooting each other and other colonials with their muskets. That kind of place. As manly as these places are, it's totally my kind of restaurant, and I feel very comfortable there. I like to order the rare porterhouse for two right after the waiter sees me and recommends the petite filet. It's a good thing I'm not generally too excited about the veggies, because these all had to be ordered separately. Except, of course, for the sprig of parsley that comes on the steak. That's an unsightly blemish that needs removing, in my opinion. The asparagus, a bit of potato, those are all served on the side and cost extra. Naturally, I didn't bother. Instead, we focused on the cow. And I like mine rare, bloody rare, barely touched by human hands. I like to carve off what I want and ride the rest home. If the center of my steak is even partially warm, I send it back. So, rare. We had the boneless filet and the bone-in New York strip. Both were cooked properly with the right amount of flavorful sear and that awesome dry-aged flavor we're willing to pay through the nose for. Of course, no steak dinner at a hoity-toity steakhouse would be complete without the order of jumbo shrimp cocktail. And here, the shrimp zillas were firm and meaty, with a spicy cocktail sauce just flaming enough to prompt the ordering of several more martinis. The girly kind, of course. The bright green ones with the floating slices of apple that let all the burly men around you know you're proud you're not one of them. You're better. You're a meat-loving mama. Possibly, eating a hunk of barely cooked grass-fed ruminant brings out the cavewoman in me, because I walked in hungry and meek, but walked out like I owned the place. Or that may have been because my dinner bill covered that month's rent. It's a pricey place, but you don't eat here because it's a good deal. You eat here because it's Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is awesome. And being there makes you feel awesome, too. The place makes you do things you'll regret. Eat things you'll have to walk off, and take pictures that wind up getting shared instantly that will haunt you forever and ensure you'll never see that next promotion. Those Vegas restaurants really know how influential a San Diego food critic can be, by the way, because after finding out who I was, they really treated us well. In fact, if you take a look at the review photos on foodfightradio.com, you can tell. See that extra one shrimp there on the side of that plate? Yeah. I left Las Vegas proudly, knowing that I had not only tackled my dinner of dry-aged cow and won, but also that I had spent all my winnings on it. Well, nothing ventured, nothing dry-aged. You can see photos of our carnivorous caveman cow fest at foodfightradio.com.
And now for your moment of clarification.
We, as a people, have become very familiar with fast food. They're everywhere and convenient. In fact, not a week goes by that we don't go to at least one. But I think it's possible that maybe, just maybe, we have become a little too familiar with them, too comfortable with these places being in our lives. And they occupy a comfy place in our existence, a bit too comfy. It's because we know, deep down, that the food is made out of things that are not good for us. Things that may be kind of a little bit bad for us. Things that we don't even know what they are. Mystery things, like anti-foaming agents and weird unnatural oils and residues. Possibly even toxic chemicals. But hey, we figure it's in small doses, right? We have come to accept the fact that we, in general, are not scientists. But surely the super geniuses behind these meat miracle compilations know what they're doing. After all, they've made food out of things that are not food. But now I have realized that things have gone a bit too south when the people selling this crap have no clue what's in it either. The cashiers, the shift leaders, the managers. They haven't the foggiest idea what's in the food. Recently, I saw an ad for McDonald's Mighty Wings. Ooh, chicken wings. Hopeful and optimistic and craving fried chicken, I asked the cashier if they were real chicken wings. Sure looked like real chicken wings. She gave me a funny look that not only said, I don't know, but also, why do you care? She turned to ask the manager, who actually responded, well, there's a bone in there, so I think so. I sure hope this guy is a millennial, because that's the only species of human that can get by being that stupid. Shocked, but determined to order some real food, I asked if they had any chicken sandwiches that were made of real, solid, actual chicken breast. Again, a funny look, and she deferred to the manager. A weird little smirk came over him as he pondered, and then he responded, I am not supplied with that information. I was confused. Was he being coy? Is it possible not only that this moron didn't know and didn't care, but worse, that the manager of a restaurant had deliberately been kept out of the tight circle of beings that were entrusted with the secret of the ooze? Not allowed to know whether or not what they're selling is real food? I was shocked and dumbfounded and ordered the wings, because if it has a bone, I know it's only been slightly mutated. A funny feeling comes over me as I sit down with my mighty wings and go over and over in my mind the event that sparked the downturn of mankind itself. There's only one man out there who really knows what's in this stuff. And when he dies, the horrible sci-fi future is born. We will all soon be spoon-fed a diet of mystery algae nuggets, whether we want to or not, just so we can survive the genetically modified and dying Earth.
Silent Green is people!
Tune in next week for Dave the Vitamin Guy on preventing, managing, and even curing diabetes naturally. Real stuff that really works. Also, why soda is just terrible for you and how you can cook with it. And eating for your blood type. Vampires, are you listening? All next week on your favorite food show. This is Claire Katz reminding you that what happens in Vegas tends to clear your bank account by the time you get home.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.